Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Assistant Secretary of State for Population, Refugees, and Migration, Julieta Valls-Noyes, recently traveled to Ethiopia and Chad, where she met with senior government officials, humanitarian leaders, and refugees to discuss the growing humanitarian and migration crises in both Central and Eastern Africa. During her meeting with Chad's Prime Minister, Sukse Masra, Assistant Secretary Noyes announced more than $47 million in humanitarian assistance for Sudan and neighboring countries.
That amount of money brings the total U.S. humanitarian assistance for people in Sudan and neighboring countries to more than $968 million since last fiscal year. The United States is the leading humanitarian donor to the Sudan emergency response. We are committed to working with other members of the international community to help alleviate the suffering of over 1 million refugees forced to flee their homes due to violence, with more arriving daily, as I saw during my visit.
Both Ethiopia and Chad are playing essential roles in the Sudan response and broader humanitarian efforts, said Assistant Secretary Noyes.
Since early 2023, Ethiopia has welcomed nearly 50,000 refugees from Sudan. At a time of great instability in the Horn of Africa, Ethiopia's support for displaced populations remains absolutely critical. The government of Ethiopia has worked closely with humanitarian actors to establish new refugee sites and provide essential life-saving aid to the tens of thousands of new refugee arrivals.
Assistant Secretary Noyes expressed the United States' deep appreciation for the generosity of the people of the government of Chad throughout their long history as a refugee host country.
Most recently, Chad has embraced the immense challenge of welcoming over 500,000 refugees and over 100,000 returnees in less than a year. We remain steadfastly committed to supporting vulnerable people in Chad, in particular the over 1.1 million refugees and asylum seekers. U.S.-supported programs will support protection, shelter, water and sanitation, education, and more for refugees, host communities, and others affected by the crisis in Sudan.
Preventing famine and long-term catastrophe in Sudan will require both a ceasefire and unhindered humanitarian access, stressed Assistant Secretary Noyes. We in the United States are committed to work with the governments of Ethiopia and Chad, and with international and local partners, to provide life-saving support to the millions of people affected by the devastating conflict in Sudan.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.